Hello, and welcome to Gamecast, a podcast about gaming created by us, students in David Morgan's first year writing class at Emory University. Read, write, play. Some have claimed that video games are becoming the greatest storytelling medium of our age. So we will explore the impact of this developing medium on our society. Each week for the rest of the semester, a pair of students will play a game and discuss it using terms and ideas from Ian Bogost's Doing Things with Video Games. We hope that we can investigate and describe a wide variety of innovative methods of expressive representation. You can find us on the web at bit.ly/RWPGamecast.
Are you all right? You seem stressed.
It's just calculus. There's just so much homework. What's the 11th power of 2? 128, 256?
Oh, that's easy. It's 2048.
Wow, how did you know that? I've been trying to figure this out for like a century.
Oh, have you not played that game? 2048.
I did once, but I didn't think that it could help with my calculus.
Well, I mean, that's not completely the case, but it has proven to somewhat come in handy. At least I'm able to recall multiple powers of 2, and it helped me a lot when doing math problems without a calculator, because you can't imagine how many times you will come across powers of 2 in math.
Yeah, that's true. I did frequently calculate the power of 2, like, a lot.
Furthermore, this form of putting two things together, which generates a new outcome, is useful in other fields. Did you know that there are already other games which use the same rules and format of 2048, except that instead of combining numbers, they change the game so that you have to combine elements from the periodic table to help players learn the combinations of different elements?
Wow, that's good to know. Tell me more about it.
Yeah, I can tell you more. Let's investigate.
Cindy.
And I'm Nikki, and today we're going to talk about
2048. So, first of all, for all those people who haven't played this game, do you want to give a little bit information about it?
Sure. So, 2048 is a single-player sliding block puzzle game created by Italian web developer Gabriele Cerulli. The game's objective is to slide numbered tiles on a grid to combine them, and by doing this, hopefully create a tile with the number 2048. It's a great time killer, given that the game is really easy to understand, though it's hard to master.
Oh, that reminded me of the book How to Do Things with Video Games by Ian Bogost. There's actually a chapter named Habituation that mentions this kind of games. Like Flappy Birds or Tetris or Temple Run, there's no complicated rules, so it's really easy to understand, but it's not easy to excel in them.
Yeah, this is very interesting to me. How come it's such a hard game to beat?
Well, you see, you start up with just two tiles, but as the game progresses and you continue to match them up, the board keeps on filling up with every move. So eventually, if done incorrectly, you'll end up with a full board and no moves left.
Right, but in a way, I think that this is a good thing, because if a game were easy to master, then, I mean, if you think about it, people would play it once, beat it, and then never play it again.
And the contrast between the simple rules and the hard content will make players extremely engaged in the game, because they can easily access the game while being intrigued by the hardness and driven by the desire to master it.
Right. It doesn't take a lot to be able to play the game. All we need to do is unlock our phone, open the app, and start having fun. It's a great way to fill up time gaps. You can play it when you're waiting in line, sitting on a bus, or even walking to class, though I don't really recommend this.
That's so true. No wonder this game has become so popular, since one can easily get addicted to it. You know, there are times when you get anxious and feel the need to move your fingers or do something. This game serves as a solution to that feeling.
Yeah, and that's great. But, you know, I just wonder if there's something more to this game.
Well, actually, now that you mention it, I recall a really interesting interpretation by a Chinese player. He used Chinese literature as a way to analyze the game.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, in the ancient Chinese work Yi Jing, there's a famous quote that one leads to two leads to three, and three leads to all lives. It develops a so-called diversified thinking, that we are closely related to each other and live together in a society with scarce resources. In order to fit properly, we need to carefully decide the order of arranging newly born objects and their derived combinations to be able to add to the greater good. If we don't, our limited society will get blocked, just like how one can't move in 2048 if one fails to manage the numbers correctly.
Wow, yeah, I find this really interesting because it's surprising to see how a game that seems pretty simple and straightforward can actually be compared with such a profound theory. I guess that could also be a reason why simple games tend to become harder given their abstract nature and people's desire to explain it in a specific way.
Yeah, that's right. So, Nikki, it's been really nice talking about our perspectives of this game, but how about we turn it to our audience and answer some of the questions they may have?
Sure, that's a great idea. So, our first question is from John98, and he says, "Dear Nikki and Cindy, I've been playing 2048 for about 2 months now, and I still haven't been able to beat it. Do you guys have any suggestions for me?" Cindy, do you have any ideas?
Well, there is this one strategy in which you put all the big numbers on one side, so this way the player only has to control three directions instead of four.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Is there any side that appears to be easier than others?
Well, actually, yes. It is recommended to keep the large numbers at the bottom, because through investigation, it has been easier for players to maintain the large numbers at the bottom just because it seems more natural. But in reality, the main point is to just keep the big numbers on one side.
Oh, I see. And well, also, another strategy is to look at the board as if there were two triangles divided by a diagonal line, and then try to keep the larger numbers in one corner and the smaller numbers on the other corner, so that this way it can be easier to combine the tiles.
Right! Oh, and also one thing to keep in mind. When first starting to play the game, you don't have to be concerned about the numbers of the tiles in the square. But when there are more than 8 tiles, you have to start combining them together, because they're occupying half of the space now.
We hope this can help you out, Johnny.
Yep. Okay, now our second question is from Hanazawa Sakura, and she says, "I've been really struggling with my math homework recently, and I was just wondering if playing the game 2048 would help me at all with my math." Good question. For me, I didn't see how it helped with my math because it's just only the power of two, and it's not that players will actually pay attention to the math in it. But how about you, Nikki? What do you think?
Yeah, I see your point, and I agree. However, I do think that this game could help little kids learn the powers of different numbers. For example, the game 2048 deals specifically with powers of 2, but if there were different versions such as with powers of 3 and 5, then this could become an educational game.
Oh, I didn't realize that, but you're right. Just like those learning games played by young children, 2048 can also serve as a useful learning game. So I'm sorry, Sakura, that it can't help you with your math, but maybe if you have a little sister or brother, you can raise their interest and curiosity in math by introducing them to this game.
Yeah, sorry Sakura, good luck though! Okay, so let's take a look at one more question here. Okay, how about this one? It's from Roberto von Matterhorn. He says, "Hey guys, so I recently picked up this book called How to Do Things with Video Games by Ian Bogos. And in one of his chapters, he talks about the difference between being a master at a game and being someone who plays the game a lot. He gives an example with chess where he claims that there is such a thing as a chess master. So my question is, could there be a 2048 master, or would this just be someone who plays the game a lot? Thank you guys." Wow, this is a pretty unexpected question. Cindy, would you like to start us off?
Sure. So, I recall that Bogos also said that familiarity is the primary property of the game, not learnability. It's familiarity that makes something easy to learn. I believe the key difference between mastering a game and playing it a lot is whether you learn it or you're just familiarized with it. The outcome might be the same, but the essence is different in that when you get familiar to a game, you just take moves that are driven by your instinct. You won't think much about it, and though you might get a good score, you aren't provoked to think about the game. But when you master it, you explore coping strategies that enable you to excel, and through that, you might excel in a shorter time than people who try to get the game by playing hundreds and millions of times.
Right, that's a very good point. For example, you might have a good sense when cooking, but a chef is one who cooks with principles and recipes. The key is not in the outcome, it's in the recipe.
Exactly, I really like the way you phrase that. So, Roberto, it's possible that there is a 2048 master, because I have seen many analyses about this game using formulas and theories to figure out the way to beat it. I believe they might be able to become real 2048 masters.
Okay, great. We hope this helps.
Well, I think our time is just about up. I just want to say how intriguing 2048 can be when seen through many different perspectives.
Yeah, at first I hadn't realized how amazing this game actually was, and how useful it could actually be.
Yeah, when I played this game, I didn't think that I could actually learn something from it. But now I really feel inspired by it, and I think I'm going to go play it right now.
Yeah, I agree. So am I. I bet I can beat you.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Till next time!